Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast. One of my favorite authors, Henry Nouwen, he was writing a letter to his nephew that I was reading earlier today, and it was talking about him traveling in France, and he gets to go to this worship service, and here's how he describes it, this church that he went to. He said it was an extraordinary experience to be able to look from the high altar into the majestic Gothic nave, which I had to look up what that word means. It's like the super high ceiling of, you know, an old European church, this very beautiful arched ceiling. So he looks up there and see the sunlight pouring through the beautiful rose window. During his sermon, the preacher pointed to that huge round window of stained glass and said, "It is a work of art made by human beings, but unless God's sun shines through it, we see nothing." And so, you know, you can picture that, or at least I could, and picture that, you know, just beautiful rose-colored light coming through into this beautiful old church building. And I love the analogy that the preacher used, that, you know, humans built this beautiful window, but it's dark and not impressive at all without the sun shining through, without God making this unimaginably large and powerful piece of energy to shine through that window, and obviously do a lot of other things too. And it's a good example, in kind of physical sense, of how the things that we do to really accomplish, we're utterly dependent on God. And that's certainly certainly true within disciplines and meditation. Like any discipline, it in and of itself, you're not going to get anywhere by yourself. You can't force things or control things yourself. But by doing these disciplines, you're putting yourself in a spot where God can show up and do something. But we're still dependent on him. And so Richard Foster, in his book, Celebration Discipline, he will talk about, this isn't a direct quote, but he goes to talk quite a bit while he's talking about meditation, about how obviously we got to pray before we meditate, and pray even for the desire to meditate, or even the desire to hear God's voice. And that at every stage, kind of, we need God's help. And we should start by saying, "God, help me meditate." And it's interesting, maybe, that I'm bringing this up at the end of the month, our dependence and need for God's help. But I felt like it was an important thing to throw in there before I gave you this week's challenge, which is a little bit different than we've had so far. So this week, obviously, I want you praying that God would help you meditate, but also be praying God would help you with this week's challenge. It's going to involve not just you. So even be praying for you as you try to teach someone else, or maybe even multiple people, how to meditate. So praying that God would enable you to meditate and hear his voice, but he would also allow these other people or this other person to draw closer to him through meditation. So what is this challenge? Well, you've got to, at least with one other person, if you want to do 2, 3, or 15 people, or whatever you want to do, it is fine. But at least one other person, somebody who's not already super familiar with meditation, somebody that's not been in flight training already, or someone that's not currently in flight training, and maybe they have some spattering of understanding with it or something. But ideally, you're looking for somebody who's not very comfortable with meditating or doesn't really know anything about it. And then you want to pick one of the forms of meditation that we've already done this month. So, for example, putting yourself into a passage, or focusing on something in nature, whichever one you want to pick, but one of the ones we've already done this month. And then you're going to explain to that person how to meditate, and do the explanation yourself. Like, don't just have them listen to a podcast episode or something. Like, explain it from your own perspective, your own idea, or your own words, and then guide them through a joint time of you meditating together. Now, this is maybe where it gets weird for you guys, of like, what? We're going to meditate together? Like, isn't meditation we do something all by ourselves, you know, locked in a closet or something? Well, here you are going to be silent at times. You're not going to exactly be talking all through your meditation, but I want you both doing it, meditating on the same thing. If you decide to do the nature one and you're like, we're going to meditate on this stick, okay, then you guys are going to both meditate on that stick for 15 minutes or however you want to do it. So you have this joint time, and it doesn't have to be super long. You can decide for yourself, is this a 10-minute thing? Is this a 20-minute thing? You know, what is it going to be? But you meditate together, And then when you finish, I want you to ask them, after you've had, you know, some time, you know, maybe you're doing a reading or something, and then there's a time of silence. But when you're done, ask them to explain their experience and any insights that they gained. And when you ask them kind of slow and just let the silence sit there. You'll find that if you just let things be silent for a little while, a lot of times other people will speak, you know, so it's actually a powerful way to get someone to speak. So ask them a question and then just let it be quiet. They will respond, okay? Even if they feel a little confused or something, they'll give you a response. So listen closely to what they say. Treat it as if this person that you've been helping teach, as if they now have something to teach you. Because, and I didn't say this specifically before, but I want you to do this challenge with people that believe in Jesus, like with someone who's a Christian. And so in this portion, when they're sharing with you what they experienced when they asked God to speak to them and then spent this time listening, I want you to listen because God may have said something to them or given them some insight. And so listen closely to what they say. And it might get awkward, so maybe you won't be able to pull this off exactly. But listen really closely to it. And if you can, try to be silent for a little bit and think about what they say. Like, don't rush to comment on it, okay? Don't rush to change it or say why it's so true. Just let it sit. Whatever they say, let it stand for itself and think about it before you respond. And then if you want to ask some more questions or get a little more like, hey, okay, so you said this, but can you tell me more about it? So a question like that would be great. And then I'm going to ask you this. Don't tell them about your cool experience or your bad experience or whatever. Don't tell them anything about what you experienced unless they directly ask you to do so. Okay, so you ask them about their experience, but you stay focused on them. Don't worry about what you're going to say, because you're not going to say anything unless they ask you about it, okay? And why am I putting that on you? Well, actually, with this challenge, one thing I want you to do is to be challenged to teach someone else that actually helps you guys learn. But another thing I want you to see is that, like, you might have heard something awesome while, you know, you guys are meditating, and you're going to be so excited to share it. It's going to be hard if that happens for you to just listen to them and not share what you heard. But I want you to realize is that, like, God can speak through other people, and God can even speak different messages to people focused on the exact same passage of scripture or this exact same moon and or whatever it is that you guys are meditating on. So anyways, that's the challenge this week. Teach another person how to meditate and then listen to them about what their experience was like, what insight they gained. So that's the challenge. I'm excited to hear back from you about how it goes.